Zok de Elgamish the Vaiter Masechtes Ahalas Perik Tesvav Mishnah Beis Tavloyois Shel Eitz She Noige Zubazu Bekarnoi Sehem. All right, here we have two wooden boards. Imagine a checkerboard. They have different colors. Let's say you have the two dark colors that are touching each other at the corners. V'hen Gavoyis Menaretz B'Seich Tefach. And they're each a tefach off the ground. And they're also a tefach by a tefach in length and in width. Now here's the catch here. Each one is an oil on its own. It's a tefach by a tefach and it's a tefach off the ground. Our question is, are these two one big oil or are they two separate oilim? Zok the Mishnah, if there is Tumma Tachas Achas Mehen underneath one of them, Hanageya, if you touch anyone, even if he touched Bashnia, the second one. Now the second one is not over the mess. The mess is only over one of them, or the Kazayas Menames. Zok the Mishnah, Tame Tumas Shiva. So again, I have here these two oilim. Two boards are connected at the corners, or they're touching each other at the corners. There's a Kazayas Menemes under one, and I touch the other one. You're telling me I'm tummy for 7 days. Does that mean it's all one big oil? And the answer is no. It's not considered one big oil. And that's because in order for it to be considered one big oil, I would need a tefach by a tefach at the point that they touch each other. And if they're only touching each other at the corners, that's far less than a tefach by a tefach. If I touch the other one, not the one that the mess is under, why am I tummy for 7 days? And the answer is, if the first one is over the mess, and the second one is touching the first one, it doesn't have to be part of the same aisle. But remember the din of Cherev Erei Kecholol? When a keli touches something that is in a via vaisatumah, and the first one is in a via vaisatumah because it's an oil over a mess, the second one is also in a via vaisatumah. Okay, so the first one is mamish over the oil of mace. The second one is not part of the same oil, but because it's touching it, it stays in the via vaisatum. Right, that's the din that cherev erei kechal. The sword is like the mace. Now I go and I touch the second one. What happens to me? I touch the via vaisatum. I become an avatum. An avatum is tummy for 7 days and needs the water mixed with the ashes of the paraduma. What if I touch the first one? For sure I would be tummy for 7 days. The chiddush is, even the second one, even though the second one is not considered under the oil of the first one, we don't join the two ayhalim because you don't have a tefach by a tefach at the point that they connect. But as far as the halachos of tumas meis are concerned, it would still come out that if I touch the second one, I would be tummy for 7 days. Okay, I'm raising my hand. I have a kasha. Okay, what's your kasha? Going back to the very first perek of Masechtas Ahalas. There we learned that if Kalim touch a mace, and other Kalim touch those Kalim, these two Kalim are tummy for 7 days. But, step three, meaning to say, whether a person or a Kali touched the Kali that touched the Kali that touched the mace, he's only tummy for the day, not for 7 days. So what's happening over here? There's a mace. The first board becomes tummy because of Tumas oil. The second board touches the mace, I should be the third that touches the second board. I should only be tamei for the day, not for 7 days. You know, asks kasha the batanura, asks kasha, and the answer is ein ha'oil mischashev. In other words, if what happened here was that board number one touched the mace, and board number two touched that board, and I touched board number two and a chanami, I would only be tamei for the day. But board number one isn't just a board that touched the mace. Board number one is an oil. That doesn't count in the numbers. When board number two touches the oil, it's as if board number two touches the mess itself. And that's it. When I touch board number two, I'm really number two on the line, not number three on the line. Okay, let's see the Mishnah again from the beginning. Tavloya shalates, we have, let's say, boards of wood, shein noge zuba zuba kind of same. They're touching each other at their corners. And gvoyes min arts besech tefach. They're high, a tefach off the ground, and each one is a tefach by a tefach. But at the point that they touch each other, you don't have a tefach by a tefach there. So we do not consider it one big oil. It's considered two separate oilim. Still, tumma tachas achas mehen, if it would be tumma underneath one of them, hanageya bishniya, someone who touches the second one, tumay, tumma shiva, will still be tummy for 7 days for reasons we just explained. Vayter zok de Mishnah. Kalim shetachas ha reshaina. Kalim that are underneath the first one where the mace is there, tameim, they're tame. They're in the oil together with the mace. However, the shetachas hashnia, kalim that are underneath the second one, the one that is touching at its corner to the first, Titan, those kalim are tahar. Why? Because it's not one big oil, these kalim were never in the oil of mace. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Shulchan, a table. So in order to understand this case, I need you to use your imagination a little bit. We need to crawl underneath this table. As you're crawling underneath the table, let me first tell you what this table is made out of. Imagine I have a box. It could be an open box. It could be open at the top, open at the bottom. A wooden box. It has four walls. On top of that, I put a big, flat board. The board is big enough that on each side of the box, it extends by a tefach. In other words, if I'm going to crawl underneath this table, I look up, I see a tefach of board. I go to the other side of the box, again I see a tefach of board. And the same is true on all four sides of this box. I have a box that goes through and through, a wooden box. On top of that, I put a board. The board is wide enough that it extends a tefach on all four sides of the box. That's my table. This four-sided box we call a rivua. This is an oil on its own, what's inside the box. If there was tuma inside the box, any keli inside the box would be tuma. It does not affect what goes on outside the box. Even what's under the tabletop, even what's under the pot that protrudes, it's a separate oil. Shaila is, what if this tuma underneath the tabletop, outside of the box? Zak the Mishnah, Hashulchan, the part that protrudes outside of the box. Eina maybe the tuma is not going to spread the tuma around it. Atche bei ribua bepeseich tefach. Atche yehei bei ribua, unless it goes further than the ribua, than the base, for at least a tefach. That's how the Batran attaches the words. So basically, I have two separate oihalim over here. If I didn't have a tefach coming out past where the box is, I would have only one oil in the ravua. Anything underneath the part that extends, tumah would go straight up or straight down, but it wouldn't go around. Zakta Mishnah Chrayin, remember we said that this box is open on both sides? Because if it wasn't, and if it was makabel tumah, it would not be a chatzitza before the tumah. But being that this box that's holding up the table is open at the top and at the bottom, it's not makabel tumah. It's also not connected to the table. And Memela says a Mishnah Chrayna, that's the reason that it's an oil on its own. So, chazing over our Mishnah, we have two boards that are touching each other at the corners. We said, let's say, like the two dark spots of the checkerboard, but they're raised off the ground, the tefach. If there's tumah underneath one of them, and you touch the other, you would still be tummy for 7 days. Not because it's one oil. They're two separate ayhalim. They're considered two separate ayhalim because at the point that they touch, you don't have a tefach by a tefach. Each board on its own is a tefach by a tefach, but at the corner where they're touching, you don't have a tefach by a tefach. Still, if I touch the second one, in other words, if there's tumah under one, and I touch the second one, I'm tummy for 7 days. Why? Because the first board that touched the oil hameis stays in a via vayis hatumah. Whoever touches this will be an avatumah that's tummy for 7 days. Aye, it's not part of the same oil, but still, a board that touches the oil hameis stays in a via vayis hatumah. And whoever touches that board is an avatumah who is tummy for 7 days. Kalim that are underneath the second board are tar, because they're not underneath the oil hameis. Kalim underneath the first board that has the nes underneath it, those kalim will be tummy. Now, we also said you have a box that's open on both sides. On top of it, you put a big board which serves as a table. So what's inside the box is its own oil. As far as the part of the table, what's underneath the table that protrudes on all four sides around the box, if it comes out by a tefach, then it too becomes an oil. So if there's tumah underneath it, it would spread around and around, but not into the box. Same is true if there's tumah in the box, it wouldn't come out because that's an oil on its own.